Hello everyone, welcome back to A Bubble Tea Talk. It's me, Annika. Welcome if you're new here. Today I thought I'd talk about high school cliques, groups, school, friendships, relationships, and that whole thing regarding teens and school and the way that can impact our relationships. I tried to make a plan for this episode. I really did, and I thought that I'd cover all these things, and I just wanted to break it down so it's always easier for me just to go and explain it and stuff, but I really couldn't quite find a way to put it. I couldn't really give tips and stuff because I'm still in the middle of it and I'm still always learning, and I by no means have all the answers, so I didn't want to make an episode of me telling you what to do or telling you how to get around cliques and never be bullied and have great friends all the time. It's really difficult, and it's just difficult to put into words, I think. And I just thought I'd chat a little about cliques and stereotypes and friendships in high school and how all of that works, how you can try and navigate your way around it, or at least not let it fully get to you and not let your world revolve around it. And I know that loads of people are affected by bad relationships and friendships when they were younger, and how it seems like it's the biggest deal at the moment. Like, it seems like it's crazy. That argument you're having with your friend, or that argument you're having with this person, is like the craziest thing. How could something be as bad as this ever? But then you just grow from those experiences. You get older, you know more, and you become a little less trusting maybe and a little less open, but you have thicker skin and you become more aware, I think, about people around you and how they could just turn your back, turn around at any point. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's just going to be a topic of conversation today. I really don't know all the answers, like I said before. Like, I'm not here to tell you what and what not to do, but I'm just giving what I guess is my advice, or like just having a little breakdown of what friendships and, you know, social life is like in high school or in secondary school, or in school in general, or as a teen. So yeah, I'm gonna try and make a bit more sense of this, but we'll see how that actually goes. I'm also gonna be talking a little bit about fake friends, fake relationships, or how to get yourself rid of toxic people and things like that. So keep on listening if you are interested in that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm just going to get on to it and start by just saying, like, what is a clique? I don't actually know if it's a clique or a clique. I'm really sorry if I'm saying the wrong thing. I'm going to say cliques for now, but I really don't know. What I mean by this is, like, what really is it? Is it like the Mean Girls classic, like this, you know, the Asian nerds, you know, or the, and like all these different sections that they have on the Mean Girls map? If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's basically just loads of different types of people, and they each stick to their own lunch table, and there's a whole map of it. And it's just, I'm sure lots of you know the reference, but I'm just like wondering, like, what is really a clique? I'm going to do that whole episode. And why do people stick to those kind of stereotypes? Why do people stick around the people that are like them? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And I know here I'm just asking those questions, but I think it's just best to keep it open. And it's just good to enter with a quizzical mind. And it's important to always be respectful and accepting of why people are in their friendships. But I think that people are actually kind of restrained by cliques, and people maybe it doesn't prepare them for the rest of their life as much, because if you always stick to people that are like you, and if you stick to people that are similar to you and have the same, you know, beliefs and thoughts and things like that, maybe that isn't the best way to go into the world. But people don't choose their friendships in general about how effective it will make them in the when they leave high school, the life after school. And, you know, it's just difficult. You know, it just makes you think, is it better really to be in a clique and to be in a very cliquey atmosphere instead, just to defy groups and to, you know, be free and willing? But will that ever make you real friends? I literally have no answers here. This is a bit of a mess. But anyway, I I'm just going to talk a bit about friendship specifically, because I think this is the biggest one, the thing people have been doing since they've been in reception or like preschool. So the first thing I'm going to say here is like tip number one, it's always better to have a few or even one or two amazing friends instead of a giant group or a large group or just a lot of not so good friends, of mediocre friends, or friends that maybe don't care so much about you. And I just think that's a good thing to keep in mind, because a lot of people think that the more friends the better, you know, the more people that you have around you supporting you, the better, the better that support will be, the better everything will be. But actually, I think it's, in terms of friendship, it's a lot of quality over quantity. It's not always easy. And it's really, you know, it's easier for some people to find those few people that really click with them and that they can relate to and that they have good conversation and whatever you look for in a good friend. It's really difficult sometimes for, you know, for some people it comes very naturally and they're great at making new friends and it seems so easy. But for other people, it just feels like, how is this going to happen? Like, how am I going to find these people? And it seems like something you only see in films or, you know, it's something you can dream about for some people. And it's definitely difficult because people that have always had lots of people around them or have had a great, you know, connection and support system always surrounding them at all times, it's really difficult to imagine what it's like for someone that doesn't necessarily have that. Maybe they didn't really, maybe they moved schools a lot, or they, you know, they never properly clicked with someone, you know, they had a really bad argument and they've never properly been able to recover from that and they haven't been able to trust people ever since. Or, you know, there's a scale of this kind of stuff and it's really difficult to, you know, define and things like that. In general, I think it's just quality is always better over quantity, and don't think about how many friends you have. Don't compare your friendships to someone else's. Don't think, oh, that look how many friends they have. Look, you know, like look how many people they have around them. Look how many people follow them, or like look how many people literally adore them and will do anything for them. And then look at me. It's really easy to do that. And people always think about comparing as something like a physical thing. You know, you get jealous and stuff like that. But you couldn't get jealous of people having friends. It's just a weird concept, but it definitely exists. And it's hard to get your head around because you think jealousy is always portrayed as something like, oh, I wish I had her hair, or I wish I had, you know, his eyes or something like that. But it's more often than not something that's kind of embodied in our lives much more than we might think, and it's not something just on Instagram feed, it's about how people live their lives a little bit more than that. But yeah, so make sure that you're not thinking about how many friends someone has, and keep in mind that it can often seem like someone has loads and loads of friends and that everyone adores them, but in actual fact they can feel lonely as hell. Like Love's new song, Modern Loneliness, never alone but always depressed, like literally it's like the words that embody high school, that embody school. It's just someone can have so many people around them but always feel lonely because they think that not one of those people would actually be there when they really needed them, and no one of those people knows them as well as one of their parents or their siblings and stuff like that. And you know, everyone looks at different things in friendships, but I think a lot of people, and I myself have felt this, and I know people have felt this, I know people feel this, is that they feel lonely with a group of people around them, because if it came down to it, like they couldn't name anyone that would actually be there for them in a really bad situation. And that's so sad. And in a lot of ways, social media has kind of made people even more lonely. It's made FOMO just the worst ever, and it's made people maybe think that they're secure and maybe think that they have a lot of friends, but when it came down to a real issue that happened, not many people were there for them, or no one was there for them. And yeah, it's all very complicated. And like I said, I'm not here giving answers, I'm just opening up people's minds. And just think that if you're someone that has a lot of secure friendships around you, and that you've got a great group of friends that you've been friends with for a long time, and you know that someone would have your back, it's really hard to imagine it any other way. And yeah, just be aware and always be kind. Like, that's just the number one thing. Just always be kind. You never know what someone's going through, and you never know. Like, people have so much rubbish going on in their lives outside of school, outside of lessons, and they might not tell anyone about it. And it's just something like this, like a little comment can really throw someone's day off. So just always be kind. You know, go in with a smile and just try and be aware. Try and be aware that people might not be feeling as secure as you. So, yeah. Another thing a lot of people struggle with in high school is fake friends. This is, or like, I'm not, when I say high school, I just mean school or teens in general, but oh my God, fake friends. That's a big, big, big topic. And it's quite a hot topic, actually. Like, YouTube videos, podcasts, everything. People talk about fake friends a lot. And the issue is, you really don't know. It's really difficult to define a fake friend. It's very difficult to draw the line between someone that's a fake friend and someone that's not. So it's definitely difficult. And if you haven't ever experienced something else, if you've never experienced a friendship that wasn't fake, you don't know that you're in a fake friendship, that you're in a fake group, and you're in a group that's unhealthy for you until you leave, and or until, you know, you'll get an enlightening moment. And it's all really difficult. It's not something that I think is a one-time experience. It's really difficult. I think people, like, everyone in school is relatively insecure. Everyone kind of wants to be loved. Everyone wants to have a group of friends around them. Everyone wants someone to adore them. Everyone wants lots of people to adore them. It's very, and you know, it's when you're getting that adoration, or it's really difficult to say no, and it's also quite difficult just to leave it and sacrifice something that maybe was a friendship. You know, basically taking the risk, because you it's really hard to tell whether you'd rather be in a fake friendship or whether you'd rather be alone. I'm gonna try and define a fake friend, and just to say, fake friends come in multiple forms, shapes, and sizes, and it's not always going to be the same situation. It's never the same situation. Something's always going to be different. So, what I define a fake friend as is going to be different for someone else's. But I think that there's a lot of red signals and bad signs that you can see in someone or in a friendship that isn't going to be, you know, are just red flags here. So, I think one thing is them always talking about other people behind their backs. This is something a lot of people do, and a lot of people aren't so aware of that they do, because they get caught up in the moment. It's gossipy, it's fun, makes someone like you. If you know, if you're feeding them like some serious gossip, they're not, you know, they're not so much focused on you, but they're focused on the gossip, and that makes you feel kind of accepted by them or something. But if they're constantly talking about other people behind their backs, the chances they're probably talking about you to someone, and that's never good. It's never healthy to talk about other people all the time behind their backs. Like, it's just not a healthy thing to do. It's not a nice situation to be in. And if they do talk about a lot of people behind their backs, then it is the chances that they're probably talking about you to someone. And do you want to be friends with someone like that? Do you? Do you really? It's just confusing. It's really hard, because you think like, oh no, they wouldn't talk about me behind my back. They wouldn't do that, you know. They wouldn't. And then you hear from someone else talking about them behind their backs that they were talking about you. It's too complicated. And this is why I say, just that is signal, like, signal number one, just get out of there. Just get out. It's fine. You'll find someone else eventually. That's how I like to think about it. It will all work out in the end. The classic, like, season one Friends, like, I don't even have a plot, but it will happen. It will happen. Another red flag is that they're being very two-faced. And by this I mean is that they act like one person when they're around you, and they act like someone completely different when they're around someone else. And this will often happen when you're in like a threesome friendship. You know, you've got your three amigos, and it can often happen that someone is going to be feeling left out a lot of the time. I think my year two counselor told me this, and I was like, all hail. Like, that is just such great advice. Like, in a three-way friendship, there's always going to be someone feeling left out. And maybe it's not the same person all the time. Maybe everyone at some point feels left out, but it's just difficult because if someone's acting one way around you and like something completely different around someone else, it can feel like you don't really know them and that they're putting on a show for someone. And it's really, you know, it's confusing again, but it's just like signs of just like not flaky character, but like a non-consistent character. It makes you feel like you don't know the person that you're friends with. And then again, can, like, you know, on top of other issues, like these are things I've seen in fake friends of mine. You never know really how seriously to take it, but if you've seen any of this stuff in people that you're friends with, or if you get that vibe, like, I don't know how to explain it, but if you're getting that vibe where you feel like you're always left out of the group and you feel like you're never invited, or you feel like, you know, someone always be hanging out with someone else instead of you, get your ass out of there. Just get out. And I'm going to be talking about how to get out now. Like, it's very, like, oh god, it's a confusing thing. Like, how do I actually get out of a fake friendship? How do I get out of a toxic group? Something that I know isn't healthy for me anymore. And sometimes you don't realize that you needed to get out until you do. So lots of people, you know, when a group friendship, like, you know, beef happens, a group friendship has a falling out, and there's like, you know, there's been some tea, and, you know, it's something that you think you'll just get over. You know, there's been things like this before, but oftentimes people use this as an excuse just to, you know, use it as an easy way just to like distance from the group and like withdraw a little bit and just skedaddle. I think it's actually a good technique. Not necessarily just waiting for something like that to happen, but if something like that does happen and you end up finding yourself wanting to withdraw from the group, don't beat yourself up. You know, like, it probably is a sign that you needed to get out of there anyway. I'm such a big believer in everything happens for a reason, so really don't ever beat yourself up about, you know, being like, oh, why did I leave, or like, why did I withdraw from this, or like, why didn't I come to all those events and parties and stuff. Like, literally everything happens for a reason. Let it be, and you'll find people that you don't feel so insecure, you don't always feel worried that they don't want to hang out with you, you don't always feel stressed that they like aren't actually enjoying your company and that they always be with someone else instead, always want to be with someone else instead. So eventually, hopefully and prayingly, you'll find those people. Another way you can get out is just being upfront about it. You can just, like, you know, if you're someone that's quite bolshy and you like, you know, you like a bit of confrontation, you like some closure, then I think that's actually a good technique. It's sometimes people just much prefer the truth, you know, they much prefer honesty, and some people are just a bit too shy to do that, or just very hesitant, you know, like people will spread rumors and stuff. So if you're not one that can just go and tell them, then you could always just slowly withdraw from the group. So just start doing less things with them, start, you know, messaging as much or stuff like that, and, you know, slowly you'll be withdrawing and it happens more naturally. You know, people naturally drift, and it's, you know, it's really difficult to tell whether it was because it was just unhealthy for you or because it was something like a catalyst that happened. But just a few things to keep in mind when you're going through something that you're not sure is in a healthy relationship or, you know, friendship, that kind of thing, is just remember that you never need to prove anything. As long as you're being respectful and kind, like, you really don't owe anyone anything. But also never allow yourself to be pushed over, never allow yourself to be walked all over and used. So make sure you keep that in mind, stand your ground, and this is so much easier said than done, but it's about learning a bit more confidence. I definitely want to do a whole podcast about confidence. So I think that would be a great topic, because going back to school after months and months of being off, we need some confidence boosting. But yeah, like I was saying, never allow yourself to be pushed over and stand your ground as long as you're being respectful and kind. So I'm going to move on to some more general friendship, you know, school friendship dilemmas and things like that, and a few like things to keep in mind when going into friendships and when, tackling situations and stuff like that. Just remember that school isn't necessarily the best place to form friendships. Like, it's obviously great to have people that you click with and again and can hang out with at school. Like, it's absolutely necessary, I think. Like, it school is so much easier when you have good friends around you because it just makes the place a bit brighter when it would normally be, school, full stop. Just remember that it isn't the end of the world if you feel very lonely at school because you are literally a group of kids that are by chance being kind of forced together into classes and groups, and it is only natural that you might not find someone that you actually, can get along with and click with in that group. And it's also not easy to stay friends with people when you see them every single day for 6 hours or 4 hours or 2 hours. Like, it's really, often friendships are just made, you see each other like twice a week, or you see each other even a few times a month. Like, lots of friendships aren't based on seeing someone for long, long periods of time every day. Like, it's very easy to get sick of someone, and it's very easy to just lose your nerve. And if you're in a bad mood anyway at school, like, everything's so much worse. So just remember that it's not the end of the world and you're literally forced together. You don't necessarily have the same passions and hobbies and stuff, which apparently makes it easier to make friends. I'm not so much like, I literally don't know if I agree with that. Like, they say like, oh yeah, join clubs, help you meet new people, but it's really sometimes just because someone likes the same stuff as you doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to get along. You could argue about that, but that's kind of my personal belief. I think that just because you like the same things doesn't mean you're going to get along, doesn't mean that even find things easier to talk about. Maybe you'll find, there'll be like one topic that you can talk about together, but other than that, I'm not sure that you will share that much other, like, so much other beliefs. But again, I'm not the one with the answers. That's kind of how I think sometimes. But yeah, so just remember that later in life you'll always get more opportunities to make friends. Like, people think that, the friends you make in school are just your friends for life. You're never going to make any other friends. Like, how are you ever going to get an opportunity to make any other friends? But the truth is that, your life is going to be filled with new people coming in and out all the time. Like, everything happens for a reason. And just because one friendship didn't work out doesn't mean the next won't. So give people a chance. Don't be all mysterious and dark too much, because it's important to be open, but you'll just grow thicker skin every time you get done over. Another thing to keep in mind is that people generally won't be as happy as they seem. People might not feel the way they look like they feel. Like, there's so many layers and emotions and things all wrapped up together. And school is an emotional time. Everyone's, going through hormones. Everyone's trying to find people that they click with. Everyone's kind of insecure and lacking confidence, and everyone wants people to love them. Keep all of that in mind. Remember that you're not all going through the same thing, obviously, but you are all in the same boat. You just gotta try and not kill each other. I always think it's better to have friends than enemy. And gosh, it's always better to have friends than enemies, but it's really difficult to stay on good terms with everyone when you're seeing each other the majority of your life. I literally don't know how to put it any other way. Like, it's totally natural. I'm gonna move on a bit from friendships, and I'm gonna move on to relationships. I was gonna do a whole podcast on this, but I just thought, I really don't have much to say on this. I just have a few things to say. Number one, don't let yourself be pressurized into any relationships. People make such a hype, especially when you're a little bit younger, like middle school kind of age. People make such a hype over relationships. They're like, oh my God, he likes her. Oh, that's so cute. You should get together. And like, it can be very easy to just get forced into stuff by people, or by society. Because it's like society says you have to have, your first kiss by the time you're 13, otherwise, you're a loser. So not true. So yeah, don't ever let yourself get pressurized. Just stand your ground, because even if everyone else around you is getting into relationships or getting into couples and stuff, it literally that doesn't mean anything for you. And I don't know how to put it any other way. Literally, just don't get pressurized in yourself. Also, don't think that just because you're not in a relationship or anything like that doesn't mean that you won't get chances or that people won't like you in the future. Like, that's so not the way it works. And just know that there'll be things for you in the future always if you want that to happen. And there's going to be loads more opportunities in your life. And just because you don't have your first boyfriend by the time that you're 16 or something, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Literally, it really doesn't mean anything. At the same time, if you're really happily in a relationship or couple or like whatever you want to call yourselves, at a young age, don't let people tell you that you can't love or you can't, you know, you're too young to know what you want or anything like that. Like, it's really not, just don't listen to other people. It's basically the moral of the story here. No, always listen to other people, but just because adults tell you that you can't feel until you're like 18 or something, you know, doesn't mean it's true. And I know people that are in really happy relationships and stuff like that, at, you know, at a young age, and they are literally so perfect together. But I think you just have to see how it goes. Never force anything, and don't get carried away by people's opinions of you. It's really, that's the least, you know, I think another good thing to think about is like never take people's opinions about you seriously unless you go to them for advice. So, for example, if someone like at school is telling you like, "Oh, you're a loser," for example, I know people don't generally call people losers, but if they're calling you anything, if you wouldn't go to that person for some actual advice, then don't listen to their opinion of that they what they have to say about you. But for example, if your parents like if your parents are someone that you would go to advice for and they say like, "Oh, I think you were acting really stuck up here," or like, "You could have been nicer," then listen to that and maybe you could actually learn from it. So yeah, anyway, I know I'm kind of rambling here, I really am, but all I'm trying to say is that in relationships when you're young, just let yourself be, let yourself fall in love if that's what you think what's that that's what you think is going to happen. Don't force anything, and make sure that you're being treated right and you're always respectful. I think that's where we can draw the line on relationships. I really have very little to talk about on that. But I'm just gonna, before we wrap up, I'm just gonna talk about stereotypes briefly. By stereotypes, I mean like, because you hang out with these people, you have to wear this certain thing and do this certain things and act this certain way, just because you hang out with those people. And this is just the stupidest concept of all. It's like so classic. Just because you hang out with this group or because you hang out with these kind of people, which by the way, hopefully are treating you right and are not fake, make sure that just because they all wear the certain bag or they all like they all like lipstick or something like that, just something silly, doesn't mean you have to. And it is honestly great being different, it's great being unique. People in the long run will admire you more for that, if that's something that you're worried about. So yeah, never like just stay true to yourself, which again is so much easier said than done, but just don't conform to what a group standard is. Don't conform to something because you hang out with certain people or because you're doing this certain thing. Doesn't mean you have to go to all the parties because you hang out with that group. Doesn't mean that you have to, you know, wear your hair in a certain way or do this kind of club. Like, it really doesn't mean anything apart from that you're friends with them. And if they're your real friends, they'll accept you for that. And not only accept you, but be happy for you for that and support you during that, and while you do that. So just keep that in mind. And you don't have to be the stereotypical person in that group. Also, can we just get rid of school stereotypes? Like, can we just get rid of, the smart people all wear glasses and have giant backpacks and then and like names like nerd and geek and popular kid and thing but like, just things like that, because it's so clearly not healthy and could be much more productive for those people. So yeah, let's just get rid of that. Let's try and not do that. And if you are starting school now, or if you're starting school soon, try this year and talk minimally about people behind their backs. Get rid of those fake and toxic relationships and friendships in your life. Always treat people kindly, but always stand your ground. I think that those can be the last words for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I say this every time, but I know it was a mess. Apologies again. I'm gonna try and edit this into something that makes a little bit of sense, but who knows? We have a Bubble Tea Talk Instagram. The handle is bubbletea.talk if you are interested in following. And yeah, you can also send in a voice message or like a memo thing. I would love to hear you guys and to like include them in next week's episode or in an episode at some point. So if you want to, please don't hesitate, don't be shy. I will not judge, and just send in anything. Send in Be like, feel free to send in questions, queries regarding literally anything. Maybe we can do a Q&A next week's episode or something, or at some point. So that would be great. Send in all your questions, and anything you like. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it here. I've been sitting in the dark on the floor for 40 minutes now, so I'm gonna wrap it up. But I hope you're doing okay, and I'll speak very, very soon. Bye.